Hello, KMA Land, and I hope you are enjoying this Tuesday. I'm Spencer Williams, and I am one half of the Double X Factor, heard each weekday right here on KMA. This week, the other half of this duo, Sandy Edie Hansen, wants us to look at a familiar topic with a twist. It's that what we accept in others is what we accept in ourselves. That goes for behaviors, qualities, treatment, and more. The reason I say it's familiar is because we've discussed the you spot it, you got it philosophy that Sandy and I mentioned yesterday. And this is kind of that. What we see in others is a reflection of ourselves. The twist is that by throwing in the word acceptance, it takes it so much deeper and really gives us more insight into ourselves, which in turn leads to one of the strongest foundations in personal growth, self-awareness. This doesn't just mean all the things we don't like in other people is a reflection of ourselves. And I don't like to focus solely on the negative anyway. This also means the positive, the compassion, the successes, and all the beauty we see in those around us. However, those with the least self-awareness don't see the negative in themselves, many to the point where it really becomes a problem in their relationships. That's why learning to accept ourselves and make any necessary tweaks to becoming the best version of ourselves needs to have a balanced focus of the things we like and appreciate about ourselves and the things we'd like to change, as well as the areas where we need to give ourselves more grace. This not only benefits us in every aspect of our lives, but it helps in how we view others. Those we want to have a relationship with, and let's be honest, those we just need to learn to tolerate or interact with respectfully. It often feels so much easier to look at those people and point out their flaws. Sometimes we judge and criticize people without even realizing we're doing it. The more challenging and evolved approach is to notice what they're doing that bugs us and look back at ourselves to see why it bothers us so much and where we could maybe do some work. I think you will find the more you do this, the less you will see in others that seemingly has a stronghold on your judgment of them. The better you get at this, the more you'll accept them for just as they are. It's such a freeing place to be. And isn't that really where we want to be? Free from harsh criticism of ourselves, especially? I'll have more on that on Thursday, and Sandy is sure to have some amazing insight during her segment tomorrow. Until then, check out all things Double X Factor at KMALand.com or on Facebook and Instagram at KMAXXFactor. As always, thank you so much for listening each weekday right here on KMA.